Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Good evening, friends. Jason DeZurek here. Thanks for being with me tonight. Got some audio I want to share with you regarding, well, I'll just call it Ignorance is Bliss. It is a song that we all know well, and that the words have been changed to basically, well, I'll just call it idolize and worship a person. Can't wait to share that with you and so much more this half hour. As we get started, I just want to encourage you, if not by the end of the program, if you're not ready to share your faith, well, I don't know what else to do. So before we get started here, I just want to encourage you to be ready to share your faith with someone tonight. I encourage you to get ready. You could even do it now. You could text them, call them, maybe just go over to their house, tell them you love them, and let you know, let them know that you need to tell them about your relationship with Jesus Christ, and you're hoping that they check that out as well. Friends, there's a meme that's been going around, making its way around Facebook and the internet, and I figured it's time to speak some truth again into this, and I'm going to call it theater. And that's really what this meme is. Friends, I'd encourage each and every one of you hearing my voice right now, please get educated and actually understand what truth is before posting lies. This goes for believers and non-believers as well. On the internet, we get so fooled sometimes. This meme that I'm going to share with you, a meme is, you know, the picture with words on it. A lot of people post those on social media now. They're all over Instagram, that kind of stuff. Well, I'd encourage you, stop posting lies. Thing is, some people actually think that this is the truth. And this is what it says. It's all black background. Upper right corner, it has a 5-pointed star with one of the points straight up. So it's not the satanic star, but it would be the pagan symbol, which is, again, the 5-pointed star straight up with a circle around it. And it says this. Now, I do not agree with this, so don't take me out of context, please. Technically, pagans defined and created marriage, not the Christian God, not the Bible, and not Christians. Pagans and Native Americans were performing marriages and marriage-like ceremonies before the Bible was even conceived, and way before the story of Eden. Christians have, they say, no right to restrict anyone's rights to marriage. It was never theirs in the first place. Friends, again, this is just flat out not the truth. For Christ followers, we need to be equipped. This meme is incorrect. This meme is nothing more than theater by those that are misunderstanding truth, or maybe they understand it but don't really want the truth. As the saying goes, you know, don't confuse me with the facts. I've already figured out what I believe. Think about that. Before there was time, think about this, before there was time, God was already there. Almighty God is. So, this is the God that instituted marriage between one man and one woman, very near the beginning of time, before paganism was around, and the meme says that pagans were here before this God? No. God was already there. Jesus Christ is God. I've shared this before, but I think it's so important to share it again. John 1:1-5 and 14 talks about the Word. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, let me just tweak it a little bit. Because the word in this text is Jesus Christ. So, really what it's saying is in the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Christ was with God, and this Christ was God. He was with God in the beginning through Jesus Christ. All things were made with him. Nothing was made that has been made. In Jesus Christ was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus Christ became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And friends, in Matthew 19, Jesus himself even discusses marriage. Haven't you read, he said, that in the beginning God made them male and female, and for this reason a man should leave his father and mother, and the two will be united as one flesh. So no longer two, but one. Friends, God instituted marriage. We need to really understand that and not forget it. Let's dig into this text regarding Romans. Again, it is Romans 10, where we're at 14 and 15. I'll be sharing part of a blog post here from Logan Ames, one of our writers, and it is called Sent to Preach. And this goes right along with the opening of this program. Friends, as you know, in our current society of political correctness, people get offended very easily and don't like it when they feel that they're getting preached at. Well, the word has been given somewhat of a negative connotation from many who don't really understand what it means. Even if you happen to be speaking truth and you're doing so gently, some people don't like the, well, vulnerable feeling of being lovingly confronted. So they turn it around on you and blame you for getting all, quote-unquote, preachy. Well, despite that negative reaction, we must continue to preach. Friends, it's really not an option for believers in Jesus Christ, but it is something that God commands. In the Bible, the word used most often for preach literally means to proclaim. Who is it that is supposed to proclaim truth? Is it those who went to seminary and took a class on preaching? Well, of course not. Well, there is at a time, you know, and a place for inspiring stories, funny jokes, and thought-provoking metaphors. I mean, Jesus spoke in truth and parables. The most important piece of the proclamation is the gospel message, the good news of Jesus Christ. No matter how much a seasoned pastor can dazzle the congregation with speech, it is all empty talk unless it's connected to the truth of the gospel. And friends, that is what we have to offer. I also want to just piggyback to what I started the program on regarding helping us to understand that Jesus is Creator. Jesus is Creator God. So for those of you that want to say Genesis 1 to 11 doesn't matter or doesn't fit with the good news of Jesus Christ, I would encourage you to rethink your position, because it absolutely fits with the gospel message. Friends, again, it is empty talk if we do not connect the truth of the gospel with the good news of Jesus Christ. Perhaps this is why the Apostle Paul wrote about the importance of preaching immediately after declaring how a person comes to salvation in Jesus. In Romans 10, 14 through 15, Paul asks a series of rhetorical questions to illustrate the natural process that God has set up for humans to believe in Jesus. I'd encourage you to take a minute to read those verses and look them in the light of what Paul had just quoted in verses, well, 12 through 13. In fact, you know what? How about I take some time and I'll share those with you right now. Romans 10 through 14 says, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not sent or have not heard. How can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. This is Do Not Keep Silent. I thank you for tuning in today. You can go find out more information at worldviewwarriors.org. I'm sharing with you from our blog, one of our blog posts written by Logan Ames called Sent to Preach. And let's just continue on here. If there's no difference between Jew and Gentile and grace is available to all people who view Jesus as Lord, then everyone who calls on him will be saved. I just think that is awesome. But what does it mean to call on Jesus? Well, what does that mean? Paul's question in verses 14 through 15, well, those suggest that there have to be some sincerity to it. Did you hear that? There has to be some sincerity to it. Picture yourself as a non-believer. You can't truly call on Jesus unless you actually believe he is worthy to be called on. You can't believe that unless you have first heard about it. And you can't hear about it unless someone has proclaimed his truth to you. And finally, there is no one to proclaim the truth to you if no one has been sent out to do so. Friends, God could certainly choose to reveal himself to people without using a human preacher, and there are times where that happens. However, Paul is stating that God's typical way of getting the gospel message out is using human messengers. And I just want you to remember that when Paul went out and he was going on the road to Damascus, Jesus Christ and him had an encounter, absolutely. But don't forget that the disciples of Jesus Christ have been proclaiming truth in the streets. And I think it's fair to say Paul absolutely heard it as he was there at the stoning of Stephen. So he was being preached to. That didn't mean he accepted it, but God was using those men to bring Paul even closer to Jesus Christ. Well, friends, I just wanted to continue with, think about when you think about the fact that the message began with a very small group of apostles in Jerusalem and spread to the entire world from there. When you consider that, that is just mind-boggling what God has done through simple testimony and truth. Kind of, you know, makes me think of now. Seriously. Simple testimony and truth. I can tell you, for me personally, when I start sharing my testimony with people who are unwilling to receive it, it is a complete and utter waste of my time. At least I think it is. But how do I know that that's not maybe one step that they need to take? You see, that's just me being selfish and not going and going basically, well, that they didn't accept Christ, so what was the point of that? We have to continue to remember, and I have to continue to remember, it's not about me, it's not about you, it's all about God. Friends, just through your simple testimony and truth, God can use you to lead people to him. I'd like you to think about Old Testament prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others. Their only responsibility was to obey God and speak his truth no matter the audience, circumstances, or personal cost. We don't read anywhere that they were given special education or training other than how the Holy Spirit prepared and molded them for their task. They would receive a word from the Lord, and then they would proclaim it. Well, friends, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to hear the voice of God and obey? Friends, I really encourage you, preach the word and be prepared in season and out of season. That's 2 Timothy 4:2. In fact, this is part of Paul's final instructions just before he dies to Timothy. There is nothing more important for young or believers, young and old, than to keep proclaiming the gospel in word and in deed when it is popular and when it is not. The same word for preaching is used in both Romans 10, 14 through 15, and 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. And it has little to do with what we do on Sunday mornings. It's much more about how we live our lives. It is important for churches and individuals to be, well, to receive specific callings to be sent to certain places or people groups to bring the gospel about. But aside from those, I believe Paul's words in this week's passage are true for all believers. I want to make myself very clear. All believers in Jesus Christ, all followers of Jesus Christ. Paul's words are for you. Maybe you're just wondering where you are being sent. Well, how about you try this? I want to encourage you today to begin with those closest to you. You've got your family, friends, co-workers, fellow students, colleagues, neighbors, even teammates. And yes, there are strangers that you walk past in the hallway, bank, or even the grocery store. Look at Romans 10, 14 through 15, and put some of those names in there. They can't call on Jesus unless they first believe in him, which comes as a result of hearing about him, which happens when you are faithful in proclaiming the gospel and how you live and how you speak. So I guess the question is, are you ready to be sent? Are you ready? You are tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich. I thank you for taking time to spend with me today and being a part of what's going on here, not just on the radio station, but go find us at worldviewwarriors.org, worldviewwarriors.org. You can find our blog posts there, our weekly fast casts, so much more as well. I encourage you to go check that out and just see, well, see how you can be encouraged and equipped. And yes, Mom and Dad, I'm also talking to you. Now, I'm not just talking to students. I'm talking to everyone who's hearing my voice. Again, thank you for tuning in, and go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. Thanks for tuning in.
Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
We are living in very interesting times, aren't we, friends? I'd like to encourage you to start beginning to read the Word of God more than you already are. Because as followers of Christ, we must set aside the belief systems and teachings of this world. We must know God's Word in context and with proper interpretation. And we must place our hope in God for life and for the redemption of our bodies. Friends, the integrity of what we do, the freedom in how we live, and the creativity in how we share the story will invite the world to a greater hope than that which can be invented. Friends, we need to start living out the Word of God today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. You can listen to all those fast casts on worldviewwarriors.org. If you are on Facebook, we actually do have a Worldview Warriors Fastcast Facebook page, and you can follow that as well if you'd like. Well, as I said at the beginning of this half hour, I'm going to be sharing with you audio from a video that I just think is, well, blasphemous. I don't know how else to put that. Ignorance is bliss. It really is. I want to set this up for you. There are a bunch of ladies, older ladies, who we're all standing, well, in front of a lectern. They're in the front of it, and there's a lady standing there behind basically a music stand. And so it looks as if they're like a choir. They're out at some event. I have no idea. They're outside. And, you know, it looks harmless enough until they actually start singing. Woke up this morning with my mind set down, and you know the words, okay? You know, well, I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind. Okay, you know the song, okay? Well, just listen to this and what this, well, what these ladies are saying.
Woke up this morning with my mind set on Hillary. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woke up this morning with my mind set on Hillary.
Did you hear that? Friends, this song, the point of this song is saying, I woke up this morning with my mind set on the most important thing in my life. These people are invoking a female's name. If you're listening to this, you're probably made the guess of who they're already talking about. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into the politics of it. But come on. Have we really come to this? Not just in our nation, but in the world, where we are literally worshiping people. Friends, Almighty God has said we should not worship anyone or anything other than Him. Friends, this is absolute worship of a person. We must speak truth in love to people who are so blind to Almighty God. We must. We need to be speaking the truth in love. For those of you going, did that really just happen? Did they really say what I think they said? Friends, listen to this again.
Set on Hillary. Woke up this morning with my mind. Set on Hillary.
Look, I just got to say this. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Really? Look, again, I'm not trying to get into the politics of it. What I'm trying to get each one of us that is a believer in Jesus Christ to understand, this is truly what we are up against, friends. If you think it is time to stop speaking out the truth, I would contend and really challenge you to say, now is the time we need to start speaking up and speaking out the truth. Our actions need to be speaking out the truth. And if we get in trouble for it, I guess then so be it. Again, there is a phrase going around that is just maddening. The law of the land. We've been hearing that phrase a lot over the past month. Well, it's the law of the land. Friends, the law of the land, if it goes against God's law, the apostles were very clear in the book of Acts of what we need to do when the law of the land, when man's law goes against God's law, of which law is most important. You can find that video, by the way, on Do Not Keep Silent. Again, I've titled it Ignorance is Bliss. Also, I got about 2 minutes to go. And I wanted to share one more piece of audio for you because this is just awesome. And it's kind of hard to hear at the beginning. But as they get going, you'll hear what happens. Again, this happened in Galleon, Ohio at the high school football game. After the game, the two teams got together, and one of the team's chaplains, it looks like the Galleon, Ohio, Galleon Tigers chaplain, got up and, well, here's what happened.
Whatever may come with God. Thank you, Jesus, for meeting with us here this evening. We pray these prayers in your name, Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
You can go find that video at Do Not Keep Silent as well. It's from the Galleon Inquirer. And friends, why did I finish up the program with that? Because we need encouragement. We need some serious encouragement. Now, I don't know about you, but that encourages me greatly. Remember, you are a child of the King. Not a king. You're a child of the King. He wants to live in and through you by the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I'd ask that you'd work in and through each one of us, not just today, but for the rest of the week. Go find us online, friends. Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.